I think at a stream of 130, and maybe 200 of Baton Rouge High. So let's say there was under around 400 that graduated from high school in Baton Rouge that year. And right now you have about 10 high schools that each graduate that many. Baton Rouge was a town of about 13, 14,000 when I graduated from high school. Well, it's a, I think, what, a quarter of a million now.
More than that, I guess.
Well, the trade area is about 350,000. But the parish of East Baton Rouge, that includes probably Port Allen, St. Gabriel, Denham Springs for the trade area. The suburbs, twin, the sister cities, whatever you want to call them. But maybe it is more, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's, well, heck, that's 20 times its growth. 20 times its size. And to grow 20 times in 40 years is, well, not even that. In 30 years is quite a bit of growth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still growing. It's growing by leaps and bounds right now. Something like 60 new families a month moving in from out of state. And then I saw a breakdown on it recently, and it's just unbelievable. Where the people going or coming from, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's becoming, Baton Rouge is a sleepy little river town that grew into a small city. And it's right now with the surrounding towns using Baton Rouge as a trade center, it's getting to be it's a metropolitan area. And just looking from flying from Baton Rouge to New Orleans, along both banks of the Mississippi, it's almost completely industrialized.
Where was the place where you could land an airplane along here?
Three blocks over there.
Was it what?
Airport. The old Parish Airport. Now that was in use until about May a year ago when it was shut down. The Army built Ryan Airport in the late, oh, I don't know exactly when, 39 or so. Then the Air Force took it over, which is now a lousy commercial aviation center now. I've had the opportunity over the years to fly into, I guess, 60 or so, or maybe more than that. Maybe 75 major cities throughout the whole United States, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Canada on down. And this is the fourth example of an airport I've been into. But
one of the places around here where you like to, do you ever go up the Mississippi in your boat, or are there places around here where you go?
Oh, what you mean, for fishing or just for riding?
Riding, yeah, fishing.
I think about the most beautiful place in the area, or of any area I've been in, is the Atchafalaya Spillway. It's 800 square miles.
That's dangerous up there, though, isn't it? I mean, there's tremendous tows, undertows.
Oh, no, that's the Atchafalaya River itself. But the spillway, where the overflow area, well, you'd like to take some of these hard-headed environmentalists off the East Coast, put them in a straitjacket and ride them around back in there to see what the oil industry has done with the canals it's cut and the way they've maintained the ecology, the wildlife. There's fair settlements you could just drift through some of the bayous and streams in the Atchafalaya Spillway and can't see all manners and forms of wildlife. From deer, just like they're yelling about the alligators. I'd like to take some of these hard-nosed people back there and throw that butt in some of these streams and see how just how scared they'd get when they see this mess of alligators around.
Really?
And of course, for all companies,